Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It'd be nice to have a boat
throw.
It would be nice to have a boat
throw.
It would be nice to have a boat
throw.
It would be nice to have a boat
throw.
It would be nice to have a boat
throw.
It would be nice to have a boat
throw.
It would be nice to have a boat
throw.
It would be nice to have a boat
throw
from your mom.
Listeners and not to, we did anyway, dumb debating.
John's computer sucks, Macs are the only way, dumb debating.
Fullbacks are running backs, hamburger steaks.
Josh is too dumb to eat a cupcake.
Mayweather to base.
Does John like Nebraska or Creighton?
Just three radio hosts on air, dumb debating. Die for the pylon or give up on the plate, dumb debating.
Millennials are great and old should go away, dumb debating.
Rarely do we find any common ground.
Josh wants his food to be the best around,
even if it gives him fatal flatulation.
Just three radio hosts on air, dumb debating. When a tree falls down and nobody's around, you can bet your ass it won't make a sound. Water ain't wet, you know nothing about hydration. Just three radio hosts on air, dumb debating. Just three radio hosts on air, dumb debating.
Oh, it's time for Dumb Debates, and Connor Happer is sitting, what's it look like right now, Nick? He's on the other side of the table.
He's
over
just
there.
Sad. Oh,
I'm
dumb
in the middle
debating.
Tiny. But look at veteran move by Happer because the shade has started coming on him.
That's right.
I might have to go hang out with you out
why
there.
Did you sing Dumb Debating to the theme of The Stroke from Billy Squire?
I don't know. I don't know what you're saying, Nick.
Yeah, I didn't understand any of those words.
How's that song go?
Strum and stroke, man.
Well, that's kind of how it sounds.
Blades of Glory, the famous Will Ferrell skate scene.
I got it.
Nick, have you? We talked about that with John. You have not seen Blades of Glory
before,
right?
I know the clip from that song. Speaking of problematic, I know the clip from that song.
Oh, on Kanye.
Yeah.
When him and Jay-Z watched The Throne. Yeah. All So Hard, Wanna Find Me.
The song about Paris.
First, gotta find me.
In Paris, yes.
What's 50 grand to a, can you please remind me?
Very good, Josh.
Yeah, Fall So
That's
Hard.
A song that you have rewarded yourself with, it appears.
Dude, I used to love
interesting
music.
Choice.
This was back in 2013.
A Kanye West song.
I really got into Kanye.
You
this
really
summer.
Know every single lyric and word to that song.
When
don't
Yeezus
you, Josh?
Came out, I got into all of the Kanye.
When Yeezus came out, that's when you got into Kanye?
It took me a while, but then I went back.
Why not Fantasy?
My
that
Beautiful
the
Dark
best
Twisted
one.
I know,
no,
I agree.
No,
Fantasy's
no,
the best.
Beautiful
I know people
Dark
like,
Twisted Fantasy is not the best
I know
Kanye
people like
album.
Dropout. I know people like Dropout, but Fantasy's the best one.
Yeah, that was my favorite by far.
Yeah.
I should have stopped at Fantasy.
And I did like Yeezus a lot.
Yeah, I don't think it. I do love My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy. It's the one before that, though. It's
808s.
No,
people
it's
like
808s. The one with Homecoming.
Oh, one that has the songs that are in Las Vegas. Was it that?
I think it is.
Yeah.
Graduation.
Wait till
graduation.
Get my money back.
Yeah.
Whoa. Yeah.
Graduation.
I do like that song a lot.
Yeah, that song is.
My first ever dumb debate is the best Kanye album.
Wow.
Yes, it is.
That's never been debated on sports radio before, but we're happy to do it.
Definitely not.
I bet Nick Baugh has some takes. I think Nick Baugh likes
so
Kanye.
The summer of
Nick Baugh's old school. He would like even before that, probably.
The summer of Yeezus, Jay-Z had an album. Was it Magna Carta? Holy Grail?
Yeah, yeah.
And
Holy Grail was great.
See, I hated that album.
Really?
I thought it sucked, but Nick liked that more than Yeezus. I liked Yeezus more.
How'd you feel about Blueprint?
Fine. Huh? I've never.
You don't
I
like
always,
Run This Town?
I always wanted to like Jay-Z more than I did. I just thought he was pretty overrated, honestly.
There was a summer when I was in high school.
I liked the Linkin Park.
That had. There was three albums that came out like at basically the same time, all rap albums that I loved. I loved them all equally. It was T.I.'s Paper Trail, it was Jeezy's Recession, and it was The Game's LAX.
Mm.
And those albums, like, I just ripped through those. Like, they were the only thing
literally
playing.
Literally, he downloaded them illegally.
They were the only thing playing in my Toyota Camry I was in high school.
That tracks.
Yeah, it was good stuff. And then I wrecked that sucker.
Kevin says, oh, there's got to be a nice story behind that.
Dodge Street, over the median, slid over ice.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, got
smoked. I think
smoked.
We should cancel Dodge Street. I lose a bumper, Happer loses a Camry.
I almost got in a car accident that one time, and then Jimmy didn't drive the speed limit on that day when there was no ice on the ground.
Oh, we have reactions to the camera.
Oh, yeah, what's that?
People were looking closely.
Oh, I see.
They want me to be replaced.
Nice. New producer?
We should get a new producer.
People are saying, Ken says, bring back.
Bring back.
Be less horny.
Wow, boys. Hey, she'll be back. Kevin writes, I'm so triggered by Nick shortening the titles of Kanye's albums, LOL.
Oh, good one. It is a very of music thing to do.
It's faster to say fantasy and people know what you're talking about instead of My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy.
So
it's such a mouthful.
But it almost makes me think that you don't know the full name of the album.
So, Nick, when you talk about the Beatles, are you like, yeah, I love White?
No, because you can say the White album.
Oh, okay.
Quick.
I just want to make sure.
I love Heh.
Yeah.
Well, Josh.
Heh. I love. Oh.
When you talk about Sgt. Pepper, though, do you say I love Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, or do you just
no?
Say,
but
I
I'm
love
not
Sergeant
Kevin.
Pepper's.
I wasn't getting triggered. Yeah, you asked me. There was a picture because there's the Beatles Cirque du Soleil show, and it's my favorite photo of the Beatles. And I said to Nick, "That's my favorite photo of the Beatles." And he goes, "Is that from Sgt.
Pepper's?"
Sgt.
Pepper's, yeah.
And I said, "Yes, it is."
And you knew what I meant.
I did indeed. Other dumb debates questions.
Yeah.
Wow.
Good one.
Sam says we're all listening to sports talk because we're not of music. Let's do dumb debates. Sam, we got you.
Here we go.
Oh, crap. I forgot to write down whose name this was. This was a text. Sandals or sandals and socks?
Neither.
What do you mean by that?
I don't like sandals.
Do you wear socks with your sandals or no?
They're different occasions.
Are they?
Like, if you're going black tie, you're putting socks on your sandals, right?
If I'm going black tie, I'm not wearing sandals.
So, wait, you wear socks with sandals?
Like, to lounge around?
No, but, like, you wouldn't wear that out.
No. Like, if I'm taking the trash out,
yes,
maybe I'm wearing socks and I'll slip on some sandals.
Okay, I think that's normal.
You said lounge around. I'm like, well, if you're lounging, why do you have sandals
yeah,
on?
Yeah, you probably don't
also
need the sandals
question,
in
yeah.
that case.
Yeah.
So no socks.
I don't like sandals.
What about
don't like sandals.
What about
sandals.
Flip-flops?
Or flippy flops.
You don't like letting the dogs out?
I don't like letting the dogs out.
Who let the dogs
if
out?
I'm letting,
you guys ready to let
who,
the dogs
who,
out?
Who?
Yeah, I'm going to be wearing my flip-flops tomorrow. I've decided it because I want to put my
me
feet.
Me too. Yeah, I'm
put
going.
My feet in the pool.
I'm full plunge like me in college basketball into that sucker tomorrow.
You got your swim trunks and your flippy
floppies. Yeah, we need to make sure we grab some towels. All right. Well,
good
we didn't
one.
Really decide anything on that dumb debates question.
No, I mean we did. We all agreed that it's sandals.
Yeah.
We weren't debating.
Well, Nick, not so much.
Sandals are dumb.
Kelsey says, "Would you rather have everyone you know, be able to read your thoughts, or for everyone you know to have access to your internet history?"
Oh, internet history.
I'm cool with internet history. I don't even want to read my own thoughts.
Yeah, I think my internet history is, I mean, it is what it is.
People know how weird we are.
Right.
They've already seen into our minds, but what we can't tell them is actually what's going on in our brains.
Also, I think it would be more of a red flag if we said, no, don't look at my internet history.
That's true.
Interesting. Yeah, people would really... They would see how much I go to the Bill Simmons subreddit.
Which is amazing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
See, I go there multiple times a day. I haven't been on there today yet, though.
See, that would be funny. If we could read your mind, it'd maybe be a little bit more embarrassing.
People,
it probably would. People would see my Google searches and just wonder why I... Because I type in full questions in Google when I search.
But you won't say the full album name.
I know.
So, like, what's a question that you would type into Google?
Yeah, give me your Google history, Nick.
From this morning. Can you bring a bag of sunflower seeds on an airplane? I couldn't find a straight answer either.
The answer is yes.
The answer is yes.
Yes, if it's in a resealable bag, but then I'm like, well, what if it's the bag that it came in?
Nah, they don't care.
Yeah, you can bring food onto airplanes. Yeah. It's totally fine.
I would have loved to have brought sunflower seeds, but I didn't.
Yeah, now here's another
life hack. Thanks a lot, Bin Laden.
Nick, how much did you spend on that bottle of water you had this morning? Like $8?
I don't think it was quite $8.
Okay, because next time, just bring the old...
Because
they have water you can fill it up with.
My girlfriend had brought that up, and I decided I just didn't want to deal with carrying it.
Understandable.
I agree with that, Nick, completely.
I find it quite cumbersome.
She brought
just
it
put
up.
Put it in your backpack, Happer.
She brought it up, and I'm like, that's a very good idea. I don't want to.
I travel, but I am of water.
It's
I
almost like a third
hydrated.
Bag in a
it
way.
It is. A third bag?
Yes.
It's a bottle.
It's a whole
other
thing.
Water.
It's a whole other thing.
Wow, you guys are wild.
I already carried enough things today.
So Neil, he sent a video last night. Not Nelkin.
He did not send a video.
He is on Twitter. He doesn't follow me, though. So Neil sent in the video of Caitlin Clark yelling, "Shut the bleep up."
Oh, yes.
Did you see this and hear about this?
I did.
So he said, what is weirder, yelling this at your home crowd or shushing your home crowd like Thomas the Librarian Fedoni?
Now, I do want to add this to the Caitlin Clark thing, and I'm not particularly a defender of Caitlin Clark.
Ooh, we should talk about her tomorrow.
But
we should.
I will say this.
My goat and your goat.
I think she was saying, get the bleep up.
Mm.
Maybe.
So she wasn't saying shut the bleep up.
She was telling her home fans to stand up instead of shut up, which, I don't know. We just think about that a little bit. Either way, I still think shushing is weirder.
Definitely weirder. Especially because it was about a radio host that didn't even say anything that bad.
So you're admitting it was about you?
Well, of course it was about me.
Okay.
Yeah, he got added directly from a tweet.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I no, yeah, right.
Yeah, it was about me.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that's fine. It's fine.
Wow. History happens here.
It does.
Josh Peterson.
At Stadium Swim. Alan says, I've said that at my funeral, I want my family to read aloud the last 100 things I've Googled. Wow, can you put that in your will?
That would be great. Put
you
that
can
on
put
my
anything
tombstone.
In there.
Hmm?
You can put anything in the will,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
What do you want on your tombstone or your plaque or however you're going to be left?
Oh, wait, do I have to decide that?
I mean,
I figured that the other people decide.
Yeah,
what
I don't
to
think
put
that's up to me.
Like,
yeah.
I mean, I haven't thought about
talked
this.
Talked and ran.
Talked and ran. I had two ideas.
All right.
One, get my burn myself. What's the what is it when you ashes
brand?
Cremated?
Cremated. Get cremated. And
Nick wants his dead body branded. Put the zone logo on his bicep.
So I want to be cremated, and then you can get your ashes pressed into vinyl, and then I've got so much audio content of me.
God.
So if people miss me, they can just throw me on the vinyl and then be like, we're good now.
Wait, how much your cremated ashes? How many albums can that make?
That's a good question.
How many vinyl are you passing out at your funeral?
We could do a whole box set. The other option I had, and yeah. I came up with this idea when I was 13, so it's probably not going to happen anymore. I wanted the song lyrics of the last song I listened to right before I died engraved on my tombstone.
But what if nobody knows the answer to that?
Also, what if it sucked? What if it was a bad song?
See, what if you were on the Grum, John played AC/DC, and then you walked out your car and someone literally just shot you?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, what if, Nick?
Back in Black.
I guess that's it, then.
All right.
What if it was John listening to Huey Lewis in the News?
Oh, man.
As long as it's not Hip to Be Square.
It is Hip
one.
To Be
no,
Square.
No, that's the worst one.
Nick's tombstone's going to be hilarious. We need to end every show now
with
AC/DC. Oh, yeah, I was singing Baby Shark yesterday. Nick wasn't a fan.
Well, you modified Baby Shark.
What did I sing it about?
I don't remember, but you modified it. Got it stuck in my head worse.
Yeah.
Interesting. So what was the original question here?
What
do I want on my gravestone?
Or however you were left behind.
Oh. You know, I've never really thought about this before, but I wouldn't want to make that decision.
No?
I would want to have somebody else
do it. Too much pressure?
You can remember me however you'd like to remember me.
You don't want the final say in your life?
I want to be remembered positively.
The positive boy?
But I hope I accomplish that throughout the comings and goings of my life rather than someone just saying, oh, he died and now we have to feel bad and we have to feel like we have to honor him. No, I hope you feel like you want to honor me.
Speaking of dead,
So
I tweeted out the, and speaking of Caitlin Clark, I tweeted out the Wright Thompson story about her. Did you read this?
I didn't read the story
yet.
It's
very long.
It's
very good. It's very long. So I said, Wright Thompson is the best sports writer alive, and I included a link. And then John responded, who is the best sports writer dead?
Yeah, this is a you question.
Yeah. Yeah, who is the best dead sports writer?
How many dead sports, I mean.
Grantland Rice. They
somebody
named a website after him. Grantland.
Somebody from the early 1920s who used the super flowery language.
That's Grantland Rice. He described the four horsemen of Notre Dame.
Rick Riley's alive.
He is alive.
Peter King's alive.
I'm trying to Dr. Z from Sports Illustrated. People love that guy. None of my favorite sports. Oh, Grant Wall. And I don't even really like soccer a whole lot.
Yeah.
You know, but people loved Grant Wall.
People did. Did they love him or did they just wanted to support the cause?
No, they really
liked
him.
He died
Grant
in a very
Wall.
Interesting
yeah,
way.
Yeah. I was with Mike Stibbs at a bar and we were both like, wow, this is sad news.
Wow.
Jeez, the way you recalled the story didn't sound very sad at all.
It was
sad.
Sad.
Matter of fact.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mike Stibbs.
Just make it sound sexy, Stibbs. Grant Wall is dead. Sounded sexy coming from your lips. Mickey writes, how bad does the situation have to be for an announcer not to say, don't need a three here?
Oh, my God.
Why do announcers do this?
They love to do this.
Are they trolling?
No. I think it's gone too far, too, because I'll see people tweeting about the fouling and the threes. There's that one, which is different. And then there's the fouling, like, up three, the foul up three, and there's always the controversial take from the one guy who's like, you got to foul up three no matter what. And then I see people, like, saying, hey, should have fouled on that possession? And they're, like, they're over the bonus, and there's 20 seconds left in the game. I'm like, no, you shouldn't actually foul in that situation.
Uh-oh.
As there goes our camera.
Oh, the wind's here.
It
arrived. It followed us from Omaha.
It has arrived.
You know, it wouldn't be so bad if it weren't for the wind in Las Vegas.
It would have to get pretty rough, because that's baked into the cake of sports broadcasters.
It really is.
You're gonna say that at some point.
Sad Husker fan says Jimmy the Greek.
Jimmy the Greek.
He wasn't a sports writer.
That's what he said.
He was a
though.
Sports talker. All right.
Mike Frances is alive too.
What about the guy who wrote for Jimmy the Greek? He's a sports writer.
Well,
right?
He probably said a lot of bad words that that one guy would like. Pedro.
Hi, Pedro.
Oh, hi, guys. Pedro. Would you want all your trophies and ribbons set up at your funeral? I do have some marathon medals.
I don't think I have very many trophies and ribbons.
I have a trophy and a handful of ribbons.
Poll question, how many trophies and ribbons do you have?
This is fun. Can you guys guess what my one trophy is?
Boxcar racing.
No.
Soccer.
No. No.
Baseball.
No.
What?
My rate of game.
Computer programming.
No. Rate of game. When I did 4-H. My cow got fatter over the span of a week than every other cow, so I got a trophy for it.
Very nice.
4-H sounds so weird.
Now, when you gave your speech, did you give credit to the cow, or did you take all the credit?
I didn't have a speech.
No.
My uncle was
his speech. Speech.
I'd like to thank God, and I'd like to thank me for making this cow fat this week.
Feeding this
cow. I fed this cow so much.
Probably gave the cow medium rare meat.
Thank you for not having a metabolism, cow.
Let's see. Aaron says, Northwestern has the goofiest looking team of all time. Discuss.
Northwestern basketball? They do have some goofy looking dudes on that team.
Yeah?
For sure. They have weird uniforms. They're always an odd school in basketball. I don't know.
Odd school with Odson.
Odd school with Odson. I don't know really what else there is to say about it. I do. It's not much of a debate, really. They are. It's an odd team, odd personnel, various sizes of people, weird names, Boo Booey, Ryan Langborg.
Baba Booey.
These are fun names.
Yeah.
Boo Booey is great. Every time I hear that name, I'm like, that's a bit.
Ryan
right?
Langborg of Ivy League before transferring to Northwestern this year. Creighton played him in the Sweet 16 last year.
Basketball.
Ryan Langborg.
Haber, there's one more that I have here. Do you have any dumb debates questions for us?
What could we dumb debate? Did we come up with anything before? God, I'm so sweaty. I could just feel it dripping.
That shower is going to be great later.
It's going to be nice.
Yeah.
Very nice. Very
nice. We should do Borat. Nick's never seen Borat.
I've never seen Borat.
If you don't have one, I'll read the one from Sky. As you look at the sky.
Nice.
I don't know. I'm just kind of getting a grasp for how tall this hotel is.
It's tall, man.
You're going to give yourself vertigo.
Well, the guy earlier, Aaron, said the thing is on the 60th floor.
There's no way there's 60 floors,
he
Josh.
Said go to the 60th floor.
Because we're close to the top and we're on the 36th floor.
Yeah, but go look at the elevator.
There
numbers.
Is not 60.
He said it. You saying he's a liar?
I think Aaron
he's
is a liar.
Not calling him a truther.
Wow.
Is anything stopping us from just going up there?
Right now?
I mean, we have a show
after
to do,
the
Nick,
show,
for 48 minutes.
To the 60th floor?
Hangover style on the roof doing a shot.
See,
no blood oath.
Nick,
no blood oath.
We leave Nick there.
Yeah. Nick will throw a bed off of it.
I'll bring a bottle of Jaeger.
He did say you have to be the dress code a little nicer upstairs.
It is pretty unbelievable. We'll talk about this on Friday. How in that movie they did not think of Doug being on the roof sooner.
I know. Yeah, it right. is. It is quite the plot hole.
Yeah.
Finally, Sky asks, where is the best public restroom in Omaha?
Okay, here we go.
Here we go.
So are we talking about, like, public as in, like, parks? Or are we talking about, like,
gas stations,
stores?
Well, definitely not at a gas station.
Arenas?
Well, I mean, at arena, though, you have to have a ticket to get in.
Restaurants?
Restaurants, most
that's
of those.
Not public, though, because you have to have a meal.
Yeah, outside of, like, McDonald's.
I say somewhere you can just walk in when you got to pee.
Gas stations and public, like, literal, like, parks restrooms. That's what we're talking about?
A lot of park restrooms are closed right now yet because it's still a little too chilly.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So what's the best gas station we have in town? What's the best looking gas station we got?
Man, you know, I'm trying to remember. Did QT have good gas station or good restrooms?
They're fine.
Okay. They're okay.
They're fine. Nothing real special going on in there.
Nothing to write home about.
Nothing to write home about.
Yeah. I mean, imagine a gas station restroom that you would be like, you got to see this. Like, imagine it's either really great or horrible.
Well, I will say. I mean, this isn't local, but Bucky's restrooms are amazing.
What is up with everyone in Bucky's?
Josh, have you experienced
Bucky's? No, it seems like a bit.
It's kind of a cult, but it is.
People are like, you have a shirt.
It's very cool.
It's very cool.
It's a giant gas station. It's
the best bathrooms I've been in my life.
We freak out about gas stations on the show regularly. We all must buy gas, Josh.
Sam writes, Creighton Harper Center, bottom floor, tucked away in the far corner, always alone, always clean.
Okay, now. If you're looking, are we looking for bells and whistles or are we looking for privacy?
I want a combination of the two.
I want it to be clean. I don't want it
no
to have any
holes
weird
in the dividers.
Yeah.
I don't want weird smells. I don't want the floor to feel a little slick for some reason.
Or sticky. Yeah, you don't want a slick floor or a sticky.
How do you like your doors? Do you like them with handles or no handles?
No handles.
Yeah, you just push it open? Or do you like there to not be a door at all?
I love doors.
I like when you can push it open, and then I like when they have the little hook thing so you can grab it with your foot to open it. I don't like touching handles anymore.
Oh, that actually, I agree with that. It's a good feature.
After COVID, I don't touch handles anymore.
I do. I just wash
forever.
My hands.
So I'll have, if I can get a paper towel, which that's another gripe. I hate air dryers so much.
They're dirty.
I agree with that, too. Yeah.
Nobody has paper towels anymore.
Yeah. Wow, look at Righty Nick. Let's kill some more trees so I can dry my hands.
I think if you're looking for the fanciest kind of gas stations, they probably are just large and they don't have an actual door. They just have a walkway to go through, and you kind of, you know, zigzag through.
I will say this. The bathroom at Epley today, I was a fan of. I enjoyed going to the bathroom.
Good bathroom.
I enjoyed going to the bathroom.
Do you like individual sinks or do you like one giant sink with many faucets?
Individual, definitely.
I'm an individual boy.
Yeah.
I don't mind the long sink.
You want to wash your hands with everybody?
Yeah, but everybody gets their own faucet.
Are the sink rules the same as the urinal rules, where if you're going up to wash your hands, you have to go leave a sink gap to go
wash
your hands?
I think so.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think so.
By the way, Rich says Von Maur has the best restrooms.
Whoa.
That's a great answer.
I forget
it's a store.
Yeah.
And it's a fancy store for fancy people.
Don't make any jokes about Von Maur.
I won't.
Jeez, okay. Nick.
Just making sure.
Yeah, who are you, Chance?
Wow.
Speaking of, any more comments before we say goodbye to Dumb Debates?
Jordan says Memorial Stadium troughs.
Definitely not. I hate troughs.
Hey, if that's what you're into, then that's what you're into.
Mike says the newer Hy-Vees are individual rooms. That sounds nice.
I do like that.
Sat Brothers has the mom-approved bathrooms and bidets.
Sat Brothers Travel Center.
I didn't know Sat Brothers had bidets.
Are women's
David loves bidets.
Are women's restrooms just like vastly nicer?
I accidentally walked into the women's restroom at the airport, and then I quickly turned around.
What was it like?
There were women in there, and I was like, I didn't even say anything. I realized I should have said, "Oops, my bad," but they realized it because I just turned right around.
What could you get?
Were just drying their
hands. What did
you see? Was there women drying their hands.
I hear there sometimes women's bathrooms have couches.
No, I think that's like a high school thing. Okay. Not at the airport.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just making sure.
All right, and that's Dumb Debates.
Hell yeah.
I wasn't that good.
Wow.
I don't know.
Why are you talking about Kanye?
No, I'm mad at everybody else. Ask better questions.
Why are you Jimmy Alley-ing Dumb Debates?
No, I'm not saying cancel Dumb Debates. I'm here for the long run, but I am saying, you know, I've heard better. I thought I would be a part of an epic Dumb Debates today. Instead, all I got was the Akron game of Dumb Debates. The Creighton-Akron game of Dumb Debates.
I was going to say, wait, the Akron game that got canceled?
Yeah, not that one.
Sam writes, Josh Peterson here for being on the FAA no-fly list. It was an accident!
This guy just went into the girls' bathroom?
No, women's, first of all, women's. And it was an accident.
Yeah.
I was looking at my phone like a millennial does.
That if that happens...
Also, it said men's!
You should be immediately...
there's
whoa in front of it. You should be demoted to C boarding group if you accidentally walk into the women's bathroom.
Thank God that I didn't get demoted to C boarding group. It was full on the old airplane today.
It was.
By the way, we never talked about it. Happer sat in the middle seat because I wasn't thinking when I went into the row, and I was like, oh, exit row, more space. And then Happer was like, ah, I guess I'll just sit in the middle.
I wasn't going to sit all the way in the back.
I'm surprised you guys picked a row that had a dude sitting there already.
Because it was the exit row. We wanted more space.
I mean, I could have sat in the very front row if I wanted to.
There was plenty of room. All right, still more to come as we are here at Stadium Swim at the Cirque Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Later on, we'll do content. Didn't have time to get any questions together for content today. So Nick's just going to ask us questions. Could be sports, could be otherwise.
What's he going to say? Who knows?
I don't know. It's going to be awesome.
I got things.
You do?
He's coming up
with
a question.
Is that next?
No, that's at the bottom of the hour.
Okay. Yeah.
When we come back, some other stuff.
All right.
As we continue to roll on. Man, the place is filling up. Everyone's having a great time.
Woo!
There's beer. There's daiquiris.
Indeed.
And there's happy faces. It's Unsportsmanlike Conduct live from Las Vegas at Cirque Resort and Casino on 1620 The Zone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.